Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Leighton Branding. I'm your host, John Robert Gallagher. And today is going to be a short episode in which I discuss produced content versus impromptu content. What do I mean by this? So basically, I'm thinking about whether you go with refined content. So whether you go with something very planned, like a very carefully edited blog post or a very rehearsed episode of a podcast, or if you go with something a little bit less refined, something maybe like an impromptu episode of a podcast, something along the lines of Bill Simmons' podcast, or just in which two people are kind of shooting the stuff with one another, hanging out, talking, trying to sort of hash out some things, or if you go with a less refined blog post in which there might be a few spelling errors, a little bit less attuned to proper grammar being in air quotes there, something along those lines. So that's what I'll be discussing today, unproduced content versus refined content, or produced versus impromptu. The structure of this episode is going to be threefold. First, I'm going to talk about writing, then I'm going to talk about audio, and then I'm going to talk about video. So I'm going to talk about produced versus impromptu for each of those things. For writing, you have to weigh whether or not your audience has expectations for very crisp prose, or if they want something a little bit less formal, like well-known bloggers who've established there's a certain expectation of spelling errors and who are allowed that leniency from their audiences. So for writing, you want to define whether or not you're going to write in a narrative format and sort of write and think as you go along throughout as you process the text, or if you want to have more of a deductive approach in which you've planned out all of your paragraphs, you have all of your sentences, you have all of your topic sentences. So in this sense, you have to weigh not only audience expectations and what they're going to think about your writing, but also what kind of writing that you want to connote to your audience. Do you want narrative form, or do you want more of an academic, scientific, or journalist approach where you have all of your paragraphs planned? So essentially, you want to go for one of two things: a planned type of writing or an unplanned type of writing or a narrative structure. I generally call this kind of structure the deductive versus inductive. Well planned out, well sort of coordinated between the paragraphs, or an inductive where you write to get to your point. So basically, if you want to reterm the produced versus impromptu content, you can think about it in more terms about deductive versus inductive reasoning and logics. The second part of this episode is about audio, and so thinking about produced versus unproduced audio. And I think this is a little bit interesting to think about here, because sometimes when you are just reading a script for an audio episode or a podcast episode, it comes off a little jilted and uneven. So sometimes it's helpful to think about, rather just in terms of produced versus impromptu, thinking about it in terms of a formal delivery versus an informal delivery, and varying your tone when it's impromptu versus having a steady tone when it's produced. So that's kind of the general frame I approach audio production and podcast production. Now, what are the benefits and drawbacks of a produced versus impromptu podcast? Well, the benefits for a produced podcast is that you have a very crisp audio, you know what you're going to deliver, you probably tend to avoid ums and uhs and a lot of other hedges in that regards. So that's helpful for produced. Now, the drawbacks for produced is simply you will probably sound a little bit more stilted. You might have to put a little bit more startup energy when you're editing your audio, things along those lines. Now, let's go to the impromptu. In terms of impromptu audio, I think one of the best benefits you have here is you get more of a conversational tone. This is especially helpful in an interview if you record an interview, right? Interviews are always going to be impromptus to a certain extent. Now, what are some other benefits of it? Well, it gives you a little bit more practice in terms of developing your own natural style and voice. And so this is something that oftentimes gets lost in writing because no matter what happens, writing is always a little refined. So you tend to develop a little bit more natural voice and natural speaking ability. And personally, I found that when I try to do a impromptu or unproduced podcast, it actually sometimes takes me a little bit longer to do than a produced, because I'm simply reading a script versus, like right now, I'm talking through and thinking on my ideas, even though I have some bullet points that I want to touch on. And remember, no matter whether it's produced very crisply and formally, or if it's impromptu and informal, audio, just like writing, can always be edited using Audacity, using GarageBand, using whatever audio editing software. So even if you're doing something impromptu and unproduced, like an interview or something else of that ilk, you can always go back and edit it and put things together, change the sound, alter things, change the vocal lead, so on and so forth. Video is the third aspect to consider in this episode, whether or not you want a very produced video or very impromptu video, or how do you want to sort of balance those two things between each other. And so this goes back not only to your audio, but it also goes back to your facial features and your style in terms of the way you move your mouth, the way you use your eyes and your expression, and how you use the camera to position where you position the camera around your face, how you turn your head. So there's a lot of sort of directorial choices to make when creating video. And so you want to sort of understand yourself, am I trying to become a director who's shooting a live video or a director who's shooting a very rehearsed video? And one is neither right nor wrong, but you have to choose what level you want there. I would say most of the time, if you're doing some sort of tutorial or how-to video, you want to aim towards a very rehearsed and practiced type of video. Versus if you're doing a video or if you're doing an interview, you might choose a very impromptu version of it. Or if you're doing a video thought piece, so to speak, that could also be very impromptu. People tend to like the thinking through an idea. And oftentimes, unlike in writing, the deductive logic doesn't go over so well because it seems so rehearsed. So the inductive, the narrative logic, the narrative structure works much better in terms of a video than in terms of writing, and in even terms of an audio podcast, because there's so much facial features that are going on. So those are the three types of ways you could consider produced versus unproduced or rehearsed versus impromptu types of content: your writing, your audio, and your video. And again, it's not something that you have to be totally committed to one way or the other. You don't have to commit your webinar or your web series or your podcast solely to impromptu content or rehearsed content, but it is effective to think about what kinds of choices you're making as you're making them episode by episode, text by text. And you got to remember, the type of consistency and reliability that you create in your brand will create an expectation for the type of produced or impromptu content that you end up creating. And as you can tell, I read that last paragraph there, whereas in like the rest of the episode was very impromptu. So I am trying to balance that sort of produced versus unproduced, that rehearsed versus impromptu type of content within this episode. So I'm trying to sort of initiate and mobilize the practices that I'm putting into this episode, not only in what I say, but also in how I say it. All right. So that is the end of this episode of Leighton Branding. As always, you can contact me via email. My email is johnrgallagher@gmail.com. And my Twitter handle is @meresophistry. I'd love to hear from any of you. Anyways, take care. I'll be back next week.